WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
It's a gong. You know what that means.
It's a taker!
And boy oh boy, was the Undertaker on Monday Night Raw tonight. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Raw Potion Live across the airwaves at Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com, available on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. We are presented, as always, by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Taker made his presence felt tonight in a big, big way. Because, you know, he decided to screw with the entrance. Or I shouldn't say the entrance, the intro video to Monday Night Raw just a little bit. And several other video packages during Monday Night Raw. Somebody got fancy tonight. He decided to, you know, be hip, happening, cool, interrupt the video packages because he's the Undertaker and damn it, he will be relevant. I don't know. But I felt like adding that they did have the Undertaker cutting into the opening package of Monday Night Raw, which was kind of cool.
Chat room says Taker needs a haircut before Mania. Shave that hair.
No, we do not need bald Undertaker. Not again. I can only take that twice.
So the crowd was not a fan of Roman Reigns. We're going to start with Roman. This was midway through the show. He comes out. They're not happy with him. He talks about winning the Royal Rumble right here in Philly. And headlined WrestleMania twice. Fans were booing him loudly as he said it. He thought that was the biggest moment of his career, but he was wrong because this year he faces The Undertaker. Reigns said he's going to do what no one has done before him. I'm going to put the dead man down. So this goes for anyone listening, and I say that with all due respect. My time is now. This is my house. This is my yard. Cena, Paige, Taker.
And Bray Wyatt.
Where did Bray Wyatt come in from that?
He's going to put Taker down.
All right. It's four. Stealing the catchphrases of everybody. Okay, that's one thing. Then Undertaker showed up in the cemetery. He said the craziest thing is going to be Roman's yard. He said he carved out a special place in hell for Reigns. At WrestleMania, the Roman Empire will fall, and the ultimate thrill ride will be your last ride.
Are we going to talk about the fact that Taker opened his promo with a pun?
What was the pun?
So they're having, you know, they're showing the shots of the cemetery and the graveyard and everything, and you have Undertaker's voice come over, and he says, Reigns, you've made a grave mistake, and they show pictures of graves. I'm like, really? Really?
Honestly, when he said, you've made a grave mistake, they should have shown Corey Graves.
No, it's supposed to be quasi-serious, but it's like, you had The Undertaker make a pun. in his own promo.
He made puns all throughout the promo.
Yeah, he did make puns all throughout the promo, because, you know, it's The Undertaker being The Undertaker. Let's just be honest. Taker's just overdramatic as hell. And he seems to get more overdramatic as years go on. Have you noticed that?
Uh-huh.
Like, he pulled it back in, for a while, and now it's like he's just... It's like ever since Hell in the Cell with Hunter, he's just been, like, over the top with it.
So we saw the Undertaker tombstone that he had made up of Roman.
The crowd cheered.
Crowd cheered.
Because they're sick bastards.
Taker said, at WrestleMania, you will. Then gong play, lights went out. Taker magically appeared in the ring. As I was saying, at WrestleMania, you will rest in peace.
And then there's this really awkward moment where Taker holds out his hands, and then he kind of gets this look on his face, and we're like, uh-oh, did he have performance issues? Did his magic not work? Did somebody forget to hit the button? And then he brings his arms down, and he lowers the lights, and he takes the lights back down.
You know, showing off a new trick.
Because, you know, he's being extra tonight. He's just being, he's teleporting, he's in graveyards, he's bringing down the lights, because he's Taker. Oh my god. He's making puns, because he's Taker.
Old dog, new tricks?
Something like that. I just can't with him. I just can't. Oh god.
I wanted more out of this, but that's just me. I wanted something more grandiose from The Undertaker. I wanted something more passionate from The Undertaker, but that's how I had it built up in my head. This was fine. I just wanted something more meaningful. But that's me.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just me.
I think I honestly would want it from both sides, because, you know, it's... Obviously, Roman does not view Taker as a threat. Taker does not view Roman as a threat, so they're kind of at a stalemate in that regard. I think if anybody needs to give the big, passionate speech, it should really be Roman more than Taker, because, you know, there are rumors flying that this is Taker's last match, and they fly every year at WrestleMania of, oh, this is going to be Taker's last year, but, you know, this year, obviously, you know, like every other year is, well, it's really looking like it this year. And this year, it very well could be his last match. Nobody knows. Because Taker always seems to come back. He's like a cockroach like that. He just always comes back. Until one day he won't. Which, at that point, I will cry horrific tears because I'm going to miss him. But, aside from the point, The Undertaker doesn't really give impassioned promos. He sort of growls and grunts and glares and threatens and shoots lightning and that kind of stuff. Like, he's not really that promo that... the fiery promo type. He's not like Foley, he's not like Shawn, he's not like Hunter, who can all talk. Taker has gotten away for most of his career, really, with not speaking, with not needing to speak. Whenever the occasion really called for it, that's what he had Paul for. There you go. So, you know, I could see it, but I can't. I think it's more... You do more interaction between Roman and Hunter to build that... Or not Roman and Hunter, Roman and Taker. To build that tension between the two. Where you have Roman taking more shots. You have Roman acting more cocky. You have Roman basically continuing to put Taker on the defensive. Where it's, this is my yard, you're old, you're broken down, yada, yada, yada. You kind of put Taker in that position of, okay, you want to see how old and broken down I am? Let's go. Kind of very similar to what Bray did when Bray went against Taker, where Bray was just out there every week cutting those ridiculous level promos, taking shots, hurling insults, and making threats to The Undertaker. Because obviously The Undertaker wasn't there, so Bray didn't have anything to worry about until he showed up. And I think they're just trying to get to Mania with this feud. There hasn't been that necessary, that spark between the two. I don't know, though.
I don't know. I built it up differently in my head and how it was delivered. I enjoyed it. It just, I built it up differently in my head.
I mean, I do agree with you. I feel like it could be more passionate. There could be more intensity to it. Because, you know, you have Roman out there doing his thing, delivering the promo of, well, you know, I'm the big dog in the yard, and it's my yard now, and you're old, and you're broken, and go away, and, you know, I'm going to take it from you. And he's doing pretty much what everybody does with The Undertaker, where it's, well, I'm going to underestimate you, and I'm not going to listen to anybody say, no, seriously, dude, he's going to try to kill you in Mania, because that's what he does. Like, he may look old and broken down right now to you, but come Mania, he becomes a different person. And we know, because how many, took like what, 30-something, or no, 130-something sledgehammer shots to beat Undertaker and his magic in WWE 2K15, 16?
Shut up.
So, you know, Taker is difficult to crap.
Shut up. You know? Really? You had to bring that up? Really?
Yes, I did. God. You know, Taker is hard as hell to beat. So it's like they're having Roman underestimate him. They're having Taker not be threatened. I don't know. To me, I don't see the spark. I don't see the chemistry. So I see Rock's point. But it's like, I don't think they're necessarily going for that spark or that chemistry, given the fact that they just kicked this off really about a month ago. So they're trying to just, I think, get it to Mania and get it on the card and get it on the show. And maybe we'll see the spark and everything at the show. At least I hope so.
We'll see.
But I did like how WWE remembered that The Undertaker is kind of sort of a serial killer. And like Loki brought that up. Like, oh, hey, look, they remember that he does that to people. Because, you know, he's an evil bastard who's overdramatic as hell.
Tonight on 205 on Raw, Austin Aries defeated Noam Dar. And Neville defeated Jack Gallagher. And we got to see Austin Aries interview himself. Or interview New Day, rather. And we saw him swivel his package with the New Day.
Have you seen his package? It's a very impressive package.
That's what he says. It would go, I mean, go ahead.
Him and his pocket banana, man. You know, you have to be impressed with it.
And he likes a good rack. Which you can hear Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And there will be a show this week.
There will be a live show this week, yes. We're going to talk all things WrestleMania. We'll talk about that in a minute. Alright, so Monday Night Raw kicked off with Bayley coming out the ring, and she talked about, as a kid, she had to scrape up money for her parents, and her friends had to scrape up money to order WrestleMania. This year, she's not in the crowd, she will be in WrestleMania. Charlotte came out and said, if she really dreamed of going to WrestleMania as a paper champion. Charlotte said Sasha Banks made Bayley her pawn and used her to get back in the title picture, called her a naive fangirl. Charlotte said she's going to walk out champion. Bayley said, while Bayley will walk out with no friends, no title, and no future, Bayley questioned why she should believe anything Charlotte says, and then she pointed to a picture Sasha put out a while back, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Sasha Banks then came out and said, you know, they're big girls, you know, business is business. Friendship is friendship and business is business. And she will take the title from Bayley. Nia came out and it's all about Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha. Sasha, Bayley, Charlotte, you know, all that fun stuff. Called them pathetic and she will eliminate each and every one of them. And then the title will have a new permanent home. And that's basically around her waist. Charlotte said the only reason Nia was in the match because Sasha didn't need to pretend to care about Bayley. They all started to brawl. Then we had their tag team match, which was a good match. With Bayley and Sasha pick up the win, and after the match, Nia laid all the girls out. Thoughts on this whole situation?
I like that they're not having Sasha turn on Bayley.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I like how they're not doing that typical Raw before WrestleMania, Sasha does the turn on Bayley. They're going to wait till the show.
They're going to probably wait till after the show, I would assume.
Excuse me.
You're going to wait till afterwards. I don't think it's going to happen at the show, because it doesn't need to happen during the during the match. It's going to happen afterwards, when we go to the eventual Bayley-Sasha feud over the belt, whenever that is, whether it's a payback or whether it's a SummerSlam, who knows.
Yeah, we'll see how far they go with it. I liked how they had Nia take a shot at Charlotte and Sasha and Bayley, how they've kind of been dominating Raw and none of the other girls have been getting a chance. I liked how she took that shot. I mean, the brawl was okay. The match was fine. There's no problem with it. It was a good sort of boost to the match heading into WrestleMania. So, yeah, I thought it was fine.
I liked that they gave the girls the 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah. I was actually more interested in seeing Bayley chase Taker down and try to hug Taker.
Well, you're weird like that.
I want to see her try. Like, I just want that Instagram video of The Undertaker sitting there and you just see Bayley awkwardly, like, trying to hug him. And he just sort of takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's little and cute. And what's he going to do? He could throw her across the room like a football. So, he might let her.
Pretty much. So.
And she does have a plan to actually hug him. So, I have to applaud that.
We do have to applaud that. So, Sami Zayn wants to be at WrestleMania, and he knows he has to do something to get on WrestleMania, and take on some challenges, like winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, so he inserts himself into it, dedicates it to Foley. Seth said, no, you gotta earn it, and you have to earn it against Kevin Owens in a no DQ match, and if you lose, you have no career.
They need to stop teasing Daniel Bryan with Sami Zayn. I mean, honestly. Because, like, every time Steph threatens his job, you know, Daniel Bryan whips his phone out and he's like, dude, come to SmackDown. Come to SmackDown. And then Sami ends up winning and he's like, damn it.
While Sami has to earn it in a no DQ match against Kevin Owens, Big Show had an over-the-top rope challenge with Jinder Mahal, Bo Dallas, R-Truth, Goldust, the Shining Stars, and Curtis Axel.
Hey, Bo showed up on TV.
Very tan.
Very, very tan. And very beardy. He's fluffy. Which looks really weird.
They all ganged up on Big Show and eliminated him, and then Big Show laid them all out. Except for Golden Truth, who just left the ring to avoid Big Show.
Smart.
Then Braun showed up and said he would kick his ass tonight, but no, he's going to save it for WrestleMania. Because Braun is just inserting himself into the Battle Royale. That's all.
I mean, it did what it was supposed to do. It's setting up the Raw side of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I expect something similar on SmackDown tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So
Gallows and Anderson were interviewed about the upcoming tag team match at WrestleMania. Cesaro and Sheamus were interviewed. They were attacked by Gallows and Anderson. Super kicks and ladders. Then it was supposed to be Enzo and Kaz versus Gallows and Anderson. We're talking about practice, man. Practice. From Big Cass. Always a classic line. Then they got laid out, as Gallows and Anderson came out, they got laid attacked by Cesaro and Sheamus with ladders. They all brawled. Enzo got whacked around a bunch. But the champ stood tall. It sounds like we're getting a ladder match. Maybe? Possibly? I don't know. It seems that way. I would kill WWE if it was the case, because I've already done things, and now it's going to make me redo things.
They're going to make you redo things.
Totally going to make me redo things. They did it when they ran down the card.
Oh, God!
What?
Sheamus apparently got busted open.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, that looks terrible.
Speaking of, you know, the segment. Oh.
Did you just see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. Go to Sheamus's Twitter, at WWE Sheamus, if you want to see it. It's nasty looking.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Whatever Brent is these days, anyhow.
Yeah, has anybody seen Brent? Does anybody know if he's okay? AKA Kane Kittens, the intern?
Yeah.
Does anybody know where he's at?
Apparently.
Intern is alive and well. He just had to take a couple weeks off because he knew his Arizona team couldn't get their ass kicked. But there we go. He's alive and well.
Supposedly, in quotations, he's alive. Supposedly. I don't believe it. Till there's proof. And I've seen no proof. Have you seen proof?
I haven't seen proof. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Same. I don't buy he's alive. And it's very convenient that someone could call in to say he's alive. Could you be having him held up in your basement? Is that what's going on? Is that where he is? Is he being trapped in a basement? And you're pretending he's alive? Just saying. So until we actually see the intern, I really can't say he's alive. But if you know where his whereabouts are, 267-297-1397. You can leave a voicemail and tell us. Anyway, back to the show. As we mentioned, Sami Zayn had a fight for his life against Kevin Owens. They had a really good match. No shock. Samoa Joe interfered. Chris Jericho interfered. A schoolboy. Sami Zayn is headed to WrestleMania. Then he got attacked. Jericho then attacked Owens with a chair. And then Chris Jericho officially added Kevin Owens to the list.
Boom!
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very entertaining stuff. You know, it's like, I think you inwardly groan a little bit when they say, oh, we're going to do Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the billionth time. Because, you know, it's going to be a good match. We know that by now, that they can put on an A+ 4-star match. But it's like, I feel really bad for Sami because, to me, they're basically using him as everybody's punching bag. But especially for Kevin Owens. And I know he can do more than just be an opponent for Kevin Owens. So, you know, every time they're like, oh yeah, we're going to make you face Kevin Owens because you have to earn it. You're like, ugh. But on the upside, he did win. So it's like, okay, yay. But it was with an assist from Jericho. So it's like, eh. But at least Sami won. But Daniel Bryan got teased and he's not going to be happy about it. Hashtag don't tease the beard.
Again, tweets, supposed tweets, doesn't prove he's alive. Anyway, moving on.
Pictures or didn't happen.
Pictures or didn't happen. Exactly. Triple H, Seth Rollins came out, told his father, come out and get this done. So Triple H came out, holding the hold harmless agreement, which Daniel Bryan's going, can I have one? Can I have one? Can I have one? Can I have one? Can I? Can I? Can I? Can I? And, you know, Seth Rollins is standing there looking ready to strike and like, don't attack me. If you attack me, you get no match. And then he instructed him to sit down like a good boy. And Rollins is debating. It's like, all right, you don't want to sit down? I'm going to leave. It's fine. Just going to walk away. And then Rollins, the disgruntled little brat child that he is, sat down in his chair.
Like the good son.
He sulked the whole way.
Seth definitely likes to be the one on top. He does not like being put in his place at all.
He does not like being put in his place at all. He basically explained that you're signing all your rights away when you sign this contract. Rollins, you brought up that, Hunter said if Rollins wants to grow a conscience, then his family will have to understand him giving up money working in armories in front of 200 people. Hunter called Rollins a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, and, you know, the one-legged man never wins. Zach Allen.
Right.
He said Rollins could sign the contract and not miss WrestleMania for a second year in a row, but he guaranteed him that he wouldn't be walking out. Rollins said this was the same bullcrap he was fed a few years ago, and he said, you know, he's been hurt for a while, and he's, you know, got time to think, and he's like, I liked the man before I met you, Triple H. He didn't mind wrestling for a hot dog and a handshake at the Philadelphia National Guard Armory, because he loves the business. Rollins said this isn't about one match of WrestleMania, it's about a redemption. Rollins said he gave everything, including all his friends, to stand by Hunter's side, gave up all his friends to stand by Hunter's side, and for what? Rollins told Hunter he better plan to rip his leg off and better have a stretcher and ambulance standing by, because nothing will stop him from getting back Seth freaking Rollins. So Rollins signs the contract. Hunter stands up, shoves the table into Rollins. Hunter picks the crutch. He gets insecurried. Pedigree attempts. Hunter gets backdropped. And then Hunter goes back in the ring. Rollins sits him with the crutch. And there you go. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very, very powerful. Awesome segment. Very enjoyable.
I really enjoyed the build, as it were, for this match.
Yeah, this has been well done. They've done a very, very good job of working around Seth's injury, of making sure the match still goes ahead, that it sets up, you know, of basically giving themselves a window where they hadn't locked themselves in yet. So now it's, all right, well, if you want to show up, show up. If you don't want to show up, don't show up type deal. So whether he's ready, if he's ready, he can show up, and if he's not, he won't. So we'll just have to see.
And then our main event segment, Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman came to ring. Heyman introduced himself and called Brock Lesnar the extremist who shall derail Goldberg's ultimate thrill ride. Some fans were chanting for Goldberg, and then the Goldberg chant stopped it, and then a huge suplex city chant, which got Brock all giddy. Heyman said there's a difference in opinion, and it gets all settled at WrestleMania. Heyman said Goldberg will walk down the aisle as the Undisputed Universal Champion. That tells everything around here. He called it the Holy Grail of WWE. He said it means you're the one centerpiece of the flagship show of WWE. And he had it. You know something about being the one, right? And before they could even boo, he goes, boo, yeah, I got you before you could.
He just had to work it in there with Taker in the building. Mm-hmm.
Goldberg, you have... Heyman said Lesnar wants, needs, and lusts after the title. Goldberg, you have that title. Heyman said Sting tried to do what Goldberg could do, and Sting fell short. You rose to the occasion with dominance and destruction. Heyman said Goldberg has his respect and admirations and is a real-life superhero. Goldberg is the man, but his client, the beast. Brock Lesnar is the beast. Heyman said Lesnar will chew Goldberg up and spit him out at WrestleMania. Heyman said really bad things happen to legit superheroes when they get in the ring with Lesnar. Heyman assumed the fans needed a reason to buy a network, a pay-per-view, or even a seat, which is sold out. But you can buy one on the secondary market. Thank you, Brock, for the house. Heyman said Goldberg is going to Suplex City where they check in and they don't check out. Fans were chanting for Goldberg. Heyman said this will be the last time fans chant for Goldberg on Raw. He said they should rename WrestleMania to WrestleMania 33, the death of the superhero. And then he spoke some Yiddish and he said, my client does not fear the spear, but Goldberg can't survive the F5. Goldberg came out and said, He didn't come here to talk. These people didn't come here to hear us talk. They came to hear us see us fight. And he can't bring Philly to WrestleMania, so he can bring, we'll bring WrestleMania to Philly. They're ready to go at it. Brock goes charging. Brock gets speared. Goldberg stands tall. Brock leaves hurting. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Great segment. Six spear at the end.
Yeah, it was. He sold that great. He really, really did. It was a really impressive spear. I thought it was a really good build.
It's a nice little top-off to the match for Mania. It just gets it right there on the cusp. They've done a good job of building this. I know a lot of people aren't exactly excited for this. They're not thrilled about it. I'm kind of meh on it personally, but they've done a good job with it in telling the story.
And we'll talk more about that story on Thursday. But first, before we get to Thursday, tomorrow night, special start time. It's WTR Sims presents WTR Mania. Can Tim Stein retain both his championships? We'll find out. Plus, the Rack Women's title is on the line, and so is the WrestleTalk title. Tune in. twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Plus, this intern dude faces a mystery opponent. Find out who it is tomorrow night. twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday, at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Rack.
That's right. After a week hiatus, we are back. We are talking all things WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver, and with any luck, our correspondent in the field, TJ Omega, will be joining us for NXT TakeOver analysis, both for Pick'em and for review, but we'll work on the review. So tune in Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com. Saturday night, midnight edition, TV Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We're going to talk the greater than great debate. It is indeed the wrestling video game. Check it out, TV Radio, Saturday night, midnight ish. TV Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. 11-ish p.m. Eastern, because it's like, wait, what time is WrestleMania ending? Sometime after 11. Once WrestleMania ends, we'll be live on the air for WrestleTalk Radio at WTR Sunday on Facebook and the Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night for all the fallout from WrestleMania. Could next Monday night be broken?
No.
Could it be glorious?
No.
Could it be some Shinsuke weird dance thing?
No, I don't think so. We'll have to see, though. I hope it's not broken. It better not be broken.
I know. We'll talk all about it next Monday night. Raw post at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You good?
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it's available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Available now at WildTalkRadio.com, the all-new WildTalkRadio.com. It is my favorite WrestleMania moments, the top five favorite WrestleMania moments of me. Go to WildTalkRadio.com and read it. A lot of things coming to WildTalkRadio.com this week, including a couple book reviews. Check them out, WildTalkRadio.com, all week long. It's WrestleMania week, right here at WildTalkRadio.com. This has been the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night. Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography present this show. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and all week long, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.